Events are the primary currency of our industry. Someone does something, and then someone else writes a headline about it. Our stories today, however, illustrate a different basis for defining news. They all cover shifts in thought. Amid the war in Iran, Qatar is refining its sense of itself as a global mediator. A turn away from reunification might compel the two Koreas to set security on mutual recognition. At the end of another academic year, a throwaway mindset has stirred a green move-outs movement, turning the abandoned contents of college dorms into social abundance. Events matter, of course, but new ways of thinking make good headlines too. It's Tuesday, May 19th. This is the Monitor Daily Podcast. Good morning. I'm Kurt Schillinger. First, our curation of news briefs from our writers around the world. Many of these are developing stories. Find the latest updates at csmonitor.com/newsbriefs or on our app. President Donald Trump moved to dismiss his lawsuit against the IRS. Mr. Trump filed the $10 billion suit in January over the leak of his tax returns during his first presidency. The judge overseeing the case had set a hearing for next week on potential issues related to a president suing, in his personal capacity, an agency that he runs. As part of the settlement, the Justice Department has created a $1.776 billion anti-weaponization fund to compensate people who believe they were unfairly targeted by previous administrations. There are no partisan requirements to file a claim, the Justice Department wrote in its announcement. The fund will cease operations after December 2028. Hungary and Ukraine are planning talks about the rights of Hungarian minorities in Ukraine. It portends a closer relationship between the two countries since the election of Hungarian Prime Minister Péter Magyar. On Thursday, Hungary summoned the Russian ambassador to protest a drone attack in the region of western Ukraine that is home to 100,000 ethnic Hungarians. That meeting signaled less amicable relations between Budapest and Moscow since former Prime Minister Viktor Orban left office. Meanwhile, Russia and longtime ally Belarus launched a joint drill of tactical nuclear weapons on Monday. In December, Russia deployed some of its nuclear missiles to Belarus, which also shares borders with Latvia, Lithuania, Poland, and Ukraine. Also, a jury dismissed Elon Musk's lawsuit against OpenAI. Mr. Musk claims that he was betrayed by OpenAI after helping finance it with the understanding that it was a nonprofit venture for the benefit of humanity. In 2019, OpenAI launched a profit-seeking arm under CEO and co-founder Sam Altman. OpenAI counterclaimed that Mr. Musk was not only aware of those plans but wanted full control of the company. The jury in the Oakland, California court decided that Mr. Musk exceeded the statute of limitations by waiting too long to file a lawsuit. The billionaire launched his own for-profit artificial intelligence company, XAI, in 2023. Now, today's Monitor stories. As always, you can go to csmonitor.com or our app for the latest news. Before the war, Qatar had built itself into a diplomatic power by mediating disputes near and far. Hit hard by Iran, the tiny Persian Gulf country is not wavering in that mission, seen as central to its identity. Still, it recognizes it has security needs too. Taylor Luck reports from Doha, Qatar, for the Monitor. Since the 1950s, governments in both North and South Korea have aimed to reunify the peninsula as one Korea. But Pyongyang has now given up on that goal, leaving the leadership in Seoul wrestling with the question of how to respond. Contributor Kelly Casillas Cho reports from Seoul, South Korea, for the Monitor. College move-outs have increasingly become a dumpster drama, as students pile furniture, decor, and other goods on sidewalks. Alex Freed is promoting a different path. Contributor Hilary Chura reports from Durham, New Hampshire for The Monitor. President Trump has released 161 UFO files to the public, citing the need for transparency. But critics view the release as a play to a conspiracy-curious base. Patrick Johnson reports for The Monitor. Ben Lerner's noteworthy novel, Transcription, explores tech's impositions on memory, history, and relationships, as detailed by one book reviewer. Contributor Joan Gaylord writes for The Monitor. Now, commentary from The Monitor's editorial board on the global prompt for a reliable AI future. Like many new technologies that hold both promise and risk, artificial intelligence might be reaching a global inflection point. Last week, for example, China and the United States agreed at a summit to start talks on defining possible guardrails for AI. Meanwhile, a global watchdog, the Financial Stability Board, has invited Anthropic to provide a briefing on how the AI firm's latest model, Mythos, might pinpoint vulnerabilities in world financial systems. Since 2023, annual AI safety summits have been hosted in Asia and Europe. Even beyond such cooperation between governments, religious thinkers are stepping up to offer advice. In March, for instance, a group of Catholic theologians issued a document stating that AI's promise stimulates the search for a deeper understanding of the nature of human intelligence, its uniqueness, its irreplaceability, especially in relation to moral responsibility. Such recognition of the need for international cooperation reflects the fact that national or natural borders are insufficient to constrain access to AI's benefits or its risks. Rather, agreed-upon guardrails or operating principles among national governments as well as among private sector innovators and entrepreneurs are likely to be more effective. For instance, recognizing the potential for exploitative use of its Mythos agent, Anthropic voluntarily held off on its public release. Instead, it offered access to major technology and financial firms so they could use it to fix their weaknesses. Some analysts view this period as another Bretton Woods moment, recalling the historic 1944 agreement forged by Western allies to establish shared rules and standards to govern the international financial and trade system for a future of peace and stability. Those far-sighted discussions, conducted in the thick of World War II, put in place a new structure that allowed both winners and losers to participate in a global system that provided transparency, reliability, and consensus. Basic human intuitions of fairness, cooperation, curiosity, and autonomy, Anthropic Chief Executive Dario Amodei believes, lead to rule of law and to democratic institutions. AI, with its ability to process and disseminate information widely, can help make the logic and the destination clearer, he wrote in an October 2024 essay. But Mr. Amodei's implication is clear. The impetus toward these ideals emanates not from the technology, but from the individuals and societies that discern and uphold values such as cooperation and the common good. The stories you just heard are from today's newsletter. Find these stories and more at csmonitor.com or on our app. For more Monitor podcasts, go to csmonitor.com/podcasts. For other audio offerings from our parent organization, go to christianscience.com/audio. Today's Christian Science Spiritual Perspective contributor shares how, as we emulate Christ Jesus' ministry of love, we find that we can make a difference in the world. Find the full column at csmonitor.com/csperspective. Thanks to today's audio production team, Alyssa Britton and Mackenzie Farkas.
This podcast is produced by the Christian Science Monitor in Boston, Massachusetts, USA. Copyright 2026.